This is Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung. The clinical patient last name is Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. First name is V as in Victor, O-N. The visit is February 28, 2023. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a head injury. First up, a patient tells me that he was in Germany in 1978. First up, a patient was in a bar. First up, he was playing pool. First up, playing tells me that his opponent got mad. First up, his opponent started a fist fight. First up, patient tells me that he got hit on the face and the head with the fist. First up, a patient also, first up, the opponent also used a beer mug and hit him. First up, the beer mug hit his face and broke his jaw. First up, a patient also tells me that the beer mug also hit the top of the head. First up, he was bleeding from the top of the head towards the back of the head. First up, a patient tells me that he started bleeding. First up, patient requires stitches. First up, he tells me that he was out of consciousness for a few seconds. First up, Hopper tells me that he tells me that he did not fall to the ground. First up, a patient tells me that he regained consciousness. First up, patient has significant headache. First up, next paragraph, a patient tells me currently he has a stinging sensation on the right cheek. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he's currently disabled. First up, he's not working. First up, next paragraph, MOCA examination, MOCA, MOCA examination score is 26 out of 30. First up, patient missed 2 on the abstraction. First up, patient also missed 2 on the delay recall. First up, next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First up, he currently does not have any significant he does not have traumatic brain injury symptoms. His symptoms is now facial pain with a stinging sensation on the right cheek. There is not enough evidence to suggest a traumatic brain injury. Next paragraph. This mark says the invitation. Next patient, last name is G-E-R-E-N. Again, G-E-R-E-N. First name is Randy, R-A-N-D-Y. Date of birth is March 27, 1958. Date of service is February 28, 2023. Next paragraph, a CDCR number. CDCR number, T.S. and Thomas, 52200. Again, T.S. and Thomas, 52200. Next paragraph, San Quentin State Prison. San Quentin State Prison. Next paragraph, patient, chief complaint of sleep apnea. Next paragraph, patient is a 64-year-old male. I'm a chief complaint of central sleep apnea with the strange stroke breathing. First up, a patient tells me that he has history of a brain tumor. First up, he tells me that he had a mixed glioma, needed a brain tumor, including a removal of the part of the right temporal lobe, comma hippocampus. A patient tells me that he had also brainstem injury in the past. A patient tells me that he was diagnosed with central sleep apnea with chain stoke breathing. A patient had tried CPAP and BiPAP machines. Patient tells me that he was not able to tolerate CPAP and BiPAP machines. He tells me that he keeps getting awakened in the middle of the night when he uses the CPAP and BiPAP. He tells me that he used the BiPAP with a backup rate, still not effective. Patient tells me that the only machine that would help him is the AVAPS. Again, AVAPS. Machines. First up, Next good paragraph. A patient tells me that usually go to bed at 10 p.m. First up, a patient severely loud snoring. First up, patient also witness muscles of breathing during sleep. But first up, patient usually go wake up at 10 a.m. First up, his sleep is not restorative. For first up, patient wakes up with dry mouth, headache, excessive sweating, choking, gasping during night. A first up, patient also sweating, heartburn sensation, drilling in the pillow, sleepy, tired, and fatigue. A first up, patient need to take a daily nap for about an hour each day. First up, an next paragraph. Patient also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. A first up, he always becomes drowsy when he's watching television, comma, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit, comma, sitting and reading, comma, sitting inactive in a public place, comma, sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without break, comma, sitting and talking to someone, comma, sitting quietly after lunch without alcohol, comma, sitting in a car while stopped for a few minutes in traffic for 7 minutes, brother. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Impression. History of. A history of central sleep apnea with chains, CHEYNE-STOKES, breathing, comma, a period. So first up, patient tells me that he has history of brain injury. Comma, specifically brain stem injury. First up, patient also tells me that I have a history of brain surgery to remove the mixed glioma. First up, patient have a part of his right temporal removed and also part of the hippocampus removed. First up, the patient tells me that he has tried CPAP and BiPAP in the past. The first up, patient was not able to tolerate these machines. The first up, patient tells me that he has repetitive awakening from the CPAP and BiPAP. The first up, patient was not able to tolerate it. The first up, he does not want to use it. The patient tells me that the prison has already ordered him the ResMed Stella STLLA 150 with a machine already. First up, a patient tells me that it has not arrived yet. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph, recommend patient to a tertiary care center, with specialized testing for AVAPS titration for step a sleep study for step. Next number, also recommendation to lose weight. First, I explain patient weight loss is a treatment for sleep apnea for step. I suspect that he also likely has obstructive sleep apnea, comma, impression number two, COPD, next number, obesity, first up, next number. That's how much of the implication. Next patient, last name is Brumsley, first name is Davey, D-A-B-E-Y, date of birth is February 28, 2023, date of birth is December 23, 1976. CDCR number is B as in boy, M as in Mary, 3834. Again, B as in boy, M as in Mary, 3834. Next paragraph. Chief complaint, seizure disorder. Next paragraph, this represents an illness. Patient tells me that he has history of a seizure disorder. First type of patient tells me that around the age of 67, comma, patient involved in a motor vehicle accident. First up, he tells me that he was in a coma. First up, the patient tells me that the patient tells me that The patient tells me that the patient has was in a coma for several days. So first up, the patient has been taking seizure medication since then. First up, the patient was on good seizure control. First up, the patient tells me that the patient was seizure free for the last 10 to 20 years. First up, the patient tells me the patient does not have any seizures for the last 10 to 12 years. First up, the patient is still taking Keppra. First up, the patient likes to taper off of the seizure medication. First up, as a matter of fact, the patient tells me that he has not been taking the Keppra for the last 4 to 5 months. First up, the patient tells me that every time the medicine was given to him, the patient threw it away. First up, next paragraph. Past medical history, borderline personality, chronic pain syndrome, gender dysphoria, history of hepatitis, hypothyroidism, seizure disorder, transgender, current medication, Keppra, 750 milligrams, one pill twice a day, acetaminophen, calcium carbonate, estradiol, famotidine, finasteride, lactulose, levothyroxine. Next paragraph, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Next, for social history, patient has current daily use of alcohol, history of substance abuse, former tobacco user. Next paragraph, impression, the history of a traumatic seizure disorder due to motor vehicle accident when the patient was 67 years old. First up, the patient tells me that the patient has no seizure convulsion for the last 10 to 12 years. First up, the patient would like to get off of the Keppra. First up, as a matter of fact, the patient tells me the patient has not been taking the Keppra. First up, every time the Keppra was given to the patient, the patient would throw it away. First up, the patient tells me that he has not been taking the Keppra for the last 4 months at least. First up, next paragraph, the EEG study was performed today. First up, it was a negative study. First up, the EEG study did not show any epileptic form discharges. First up, it was a normal study. First up, next paragraph, recommendation, explain to the patient of the above diagnosis and test results. Next number, recommend a patient to taper off the Keppra. First up, currently on the prescription list, there's Keppra 750 milligrams twice a day. First up, I recommend a decrease to 700 milligrams once a day for 2 weeks, and then to completely discontinued. First up, next paragraph, hopefully the patient tells me that he has not been taking his Keppra. First up, every time it was given to the patient, the patient would throw it away. First up, next time I explain to the patient if any seizure recurrence, explain to the patient if there's any seizure recurrence, the patient need to resume the medication for stopping. This is a marked for the interpretation.